Here's the deal. GDPR is important, and we're going to talk about what it is and what it requires. I want you to have that. But this is not truly a GDPR session. This is the conversation that I want to have. GDPR and other privacy regs are a response to what's been happening over the past several years, which is the profound inability of everybody, for-profit and nonprofit, to secure the data of their constituents. Donors, employees, leadership, stakeholders, customers, whatever your enterprise, for or nonprofit, cyber insecurity is the defining driver behind GDPR and CCPA and SHIELD and all the other fun things that we have right now and will have in the next 12 to 18 months. So what we want to do here is we're going to talk about what this landscape looks like as we start the year, what trends we observe and expect to see, and what you should be focused on, not just for GDPR compliance, but just for best practices. And one more thing I will say about my perspective and why I hope it's valuable to you. So I'm a trial lawyer for 10 years. I am a general counsel for 10 years. And now I don't practice law anymore. Now what I do is I spend each and every one of my days primarily helping companies to respond to cybersecurity incidents, whether that's data breach or otherwise. So I do hundreds of those, and helping companies build cyber resilience. That translates into basically for you, I'm in the trenches. So I will tell you not just what you're reading about, I will tell you what we're seeing and how to protect yourself from it, and more importantly, how to guide your clients to protect themselves. So, all right, that's really small. Whenever we discuss GDPR, this is a side note. See, look, side note. It occurred to me, if we were going to have GDPR, somebody in the audience is going to go, well, what about this statute? So let's just get to the two statutes that I think are, we get these questions. What is CCPA? Anyone? Yes, sir? CCPA. There's two of them.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's the pie, I tell you. We were sharper before the pie. Anyone? CCPA? Anyone? Yes, ma'am? California Consumer Protection Act. Okay, so, Privacy Act. So we'll talk about CCPA in a second. The first one I want you to know about is SHIELD. And listen, don't take notes. Don't do that. Because you get the slides, or you have the slides, so don't worry about note-taking. Just listen. The SHIELD Act is this thing. I love how anybody that's ever done legislative work, right, when you put statutes together, acronyms become the fun part, right? So the SHIELD Act is called the Stop Hacks and Improve Electronic Data Security Act. Somebody was very proud of themselves when they put that together. We'll call it the SHIELD. It sounds really cool. So it went into effect in October of last year. And here's the deal. Regardless of location or size, nonprofits that receive, collect, or otherwise process private information, that would be everyone, about New York residents must comply with the SHIELD Act. And nonprofits with that kind of data have to adopt, and this is the critical part, adopt cybersecurity data safeguards that comply with the provisions of SHIELD Act and require notification. What we see, and this is the theme that I wanted to suggest to you, all of the privacy regulations, GDPR, SHIELD, CCPA, there are many of them, are about privacy. And privacy is about securing the privacy of the data that you have, process, or keep, or otherwise hold. Security, which is what I do most of my stuff, overlaps privacy. But security is about what you do to keep that information where it's supposed to be. All of these regs have a security component, which you'll see here in a minute. CCPA, and this is great news for us, I think. CCPA is the California Consumer Privacy Act. Went into effect January 1, it becomes enforceable July 1. The statute, this is great news, the statute defines a covered business for purposes of the reg as somebody organized or operated for the profit of its shareholders and other owners. So the lawyers that I have spoken to and consulted on this tell me that by and large, CCPA will not apply to nonprofits. The caveat, there is a school of thought that a nonprofit that controls or is controlled by a for-profit covered under CCPA will be subject to CCPA. So I don't want to get into CCPA, truly don't want to get into it, but I just want you to know that it's out there. I would say this, all of the air right now for people talking about privacy is about CCPA because it's what's happening, but it doesn't appear to be significantly applicable to nonprofits. That's the thing I want you to have from that. Happy to talk more about that otherwise or steer you in directions, but wanted you to have that. So we're not gonna do CCPA or SHIELD today. We're gonna do a little GDPR and mostly security. Okay, this is the deal I want to do. So I want to give you the landscape. As we sit here in 2020, and you're providing, whether it's in-house, how many in-house lawyers in the room? In-house counsel, raise your hand. Oh, good. And then everybody else is outside counsel? Some? You're a CPA, I'm sure of it, yes. Or a baker, it's one of the two, right? Well, this is good, that's a nice mix. Okay, so having been on both sides of the fence, what I just want to do is I want to give you the lay of the land, because all of us are in the business, I think all of us are in the business at some form or another of managing risk for our clients, and specifically for this conversation, cyber risk. And so you can't really guide with regard to cyber risk unless you understand the landscape in 2020. So let's talk a little bit about that. Okay, raise your hand if you were, by the way, side note, and I apologize for this. My 7-year-old loves this habit, and now I realize where he got it from. My son, Jackson, does this thing where whatever group we're in, he keeps doing that. Raise your hand if. Raise your hand if you like dogs. Raise your hand if Jackson's your favorite name. Raise your hand if, like, it just keeps going. It's fantastic. And now I understand where he gets it. It's terribly disappointing. Anyway, raise your hand if you were impacted by Marriott, the Marriott breach. 500 million records. Super. Okay. This was November 2018. This is Marriott buys Starwood. Marriott has its proverbial stuff together. Starwood, not so much. Starwood has a database of passport data. Marriott does too. Marriott encrypts its data. Starwood does not.